we're going to go ahead and go into the committee report. So you're welcome to stay if you like, and I'll turn the time over to our chair of our USDB Standing Committee.
Thank you, Chair. We will move to item six. We'll start, make sure I'm on the right place here. Yes, we had no action for 6.2. So item 6.3, I move that the board approves the reporting violations of statute or board rule policy draft 2 on second and final reading.
Okay, thank you. So the motion is that the board approves the reporting violations of statute or board rule policy draft 2 on second and final reading. Second. And seeing no comment, we'll go ahead and cue that up for a vote. And Chair Hymas, you're online. Can you tell us your vote? Oh, did
yes,
you have?
Yes.
Oh, I asked if there was any comment, and I didn't see any lights. Did you want to make a comment? Okay. Yep. Member Carey.
Thank you. I apologize. I just want to thank Chair Wood for this this policy or this proposal. I think it's long overdue and a big step in the right direction. So I just wanted to thank her and members of the committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We'll get that. Brenton's.
We'll get that vote back up. Okay, perfect. Member Britton was a...
Yes.
Thank you. And Chair Hymas.
Yes.
Chair Carey, or Member Carey, can you hit Joanne's button for us? Okay, that motion passes unanimous.
Thank you. I'll move to item 6.4, hotline investigation and response policy. I move that the board approve the hotline investigation and response policy draft 2 on final reading.
Okay, yeah, we don't need seconds coming out of committee. Yeah, thank you. We're glad everybody's on board. But you are. Great job. Right on it. Okay, so the motion is that the board approve the hotline investigation and response policy draft 2 on final reading. Any comments? All right, we'll go ahead and
Brenton's a yes.
Okay. Chair Hymas?
Yes.
Okay, that motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Item 6.5, student assessment policy. I move that the board approve the student assessment policy draft 1 on second and final reading.
Thank you. The motion is that the board approve the student assessment policy draft 1 on second and final reading. Any discussion? Okay, let's go ahead and vote. Member Britton?
Yes.
And Chair Hymas?
Yes.
Okay, that motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Item 6.6, student use of power tools and maintenance equipment. I move that the board approve the student use of power tools and maintenance equipment policy draft 1 on the second and final reading.
Thank you. The motion is that the board approve the student use of power tools and maintenance equipment policy draft 1 on the second and final reading. Member Bogus.
I just don't see the changes in here. Are there no changes?
Go ahead.
This is the new policy. We have a young man who would like to get some additional training so that he can get into a job.
Oh, and so it's a brand new policy.
Yep.
So shouldn't it all be underlined in the future?
Yeah, probably. Remember, we're working on, we're new to this whole policy. We have not gone through so many policies.
No, and that's okay. I was like, whoa, wait. So that's all I need to know. Thanks.
Member Lear.
I wonder, how do you do, I don't think you just create these, do you use some, look for some other models or templates from other districts, is that what you do to develop these?
Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, I'm sorry, I should have asked through the chair. Sorry.
It'll be brief. Yes, we do. So what happened was I reached out to other schools that have things, that have policies. I also reached out to CTE department here at USBE, and I had them look through the policy to make sure it was in alignment with what they thought. So they screened it as well.
Oh, good. So. I just was hoping that you'd give me say something like that and not say, no, we spent hours and hours just making it up. So thank you. Thanks for that.
Member Carrie?
Just was there a fiscal estimate attached to this proposed rule? It sounds like there would be a cost associated with it, but I didn't see one, and I just want to know what the estimate is. Or
Michelle, did you want to speak to that?
Yeah, there. As far as the tools they're using are the tools we have. So this student wants to work at our campus with our maintenance staff. So it's already the staff that we already have on hand, and it already is tools that we already have on hand. We just didn't want the student using those tools improperly and having problems. So that's why, yes, there shouldn't be a fiscal note.
Vice Chair, thank you. That makes perfect sense. Okay.
Thank you. All right, seeing no other discussion, the motion is that the board approve the student use of power tools and maintenance equipment policy draft one on the second and final reading. Let's go ahead and vote. Member Britton?
Yes.
Chair Carey? Chair Hymas. I apologize.
It's okay.
I spent a few hours with Chair Carey this morning in law and licensing.
I was going to say it's understandable.
We start at 8 a.m., so it feels like a long day. All right, that motion passes unanimously. All right.
Okay, finally, item 6.7, student use of power tools and maintenance equipment consent form. I move that the board approve the student use of power tools and maintenance equipment consent form, draft one, on second and final reading.
Okay, the motion is that the board approve the student use of power tools and maintenance equipment consent form, draft one, on second and final reading. Seeing no lights, let's go ahead and vote. Member Britton?
Yes.
Chair Hymas?
Yes.
Thank you. That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Chair. So that concludes our work from our standing committee additional meeting. Well, we really would love you to stay for the next one. Yeah. No, so I just want to commend members of the standing committee, because we literally sat in an executive committee meeting on a Thursday and said we need to create a response to the PEA recommendations to EAC. We had a lot of our families that were concerned about what had been recommended. And within 24 hours, we had a meeting scheduled. We met the following week and we got this done. And I just want to commend, it's not easy to get five people all with different occupations and different family commitments to get together in, 48 hours and get it done. So thank you to your hard work and dedication and commitment to our parents and students at this school. So this is item 7.2. I move that the committee approve the recommendations to EAC and forward to the board for final approval. But I do have an amendment to that. Did I do the wrong one? No. So we have a letter that we want to approve the recommendations to the letter.
So the motion is that the committee did approve it, and then it's coming forward to the board for final approval.
Thank you. But I would like to move that the board approve draft three.
So you're having a substitute motion?
Yes.
Let's make sure we get it written correctly. So we have a substitute motion that the board approve draft three and for final approval. Okay. Looks like we have Member Earl.
I have a couple of recommended changes to draft three, and I think who has that? And Jennifer has those, right? Okay. These are a couple of the just a couple of recommendations for clarity. So where it says the role in public education system, and our response says the board recommends that on campus student participation be, it instead of an option, it's a continued option because it's already an option, but we want to continue with what we're doing. So I'd recommend we put continued in there.
Can you tell us, do you know what page you're on?
It's the second page, and if the highlighted or the heading says role in the public education school. So it's the second, you got governance, and then you have role in the public education system. And then it would be the blue response. I would just recommend we put in continued there. Be, it's not an option, it's already an option. So it's a continued option. Or continue to be, yeah, something like that.
So you would like it to read, the board recommends that on-campus student participation continue to be an option.
Yes, that would probably be the better way to word that.
Looks like we're inserting the word continue.
Continue to be, yeah, it's got to be. I don't think the language is there. Would you mind changing that? Oh. Who's ever driving?
We're getting it figured out. So the motion would be to just insert the word continue.
You'd have to put to and take
continue
out.
Continue to be an option.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Does that, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Yeah, it should be after the word, instead of after B, it should be after participation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion to the motion? Okay, so the motion is that the USB response and recommendation statement under role in the public education system include continued to after participation. Let's go ahead and vote. Member Britton?
Yes.
Yes.
Chair Hymas?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And I have a couple more when we're done.
Member Davis? And Member Real? Okay, that motion passes unanimously. Member Earl?
Yes, and then under finances, finance data, and resident LEA responsibility, I would like to add after where it's in the parentheses, it says USIMAC, deafblind services. I'd like to add related services. There, and then to cross out the bottom paragraph that says the board recommends a USDB specific weighted WPU based on the number of students currently at the school. And I'll speak to this if I get a second.
Okay, wait a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've carried on quite a bit of conversation with Deborah as well as board member Wood and a number of others, just trying to make sure we got the right funding model. My understanding is that we'll be continuing this discussion, so this isn't a set discussion, but the WPU funded model right now would fund those special ed students, which would be our USDB students, which would help to fund the teacher and the paraprofessional in the classroom. But the things that are statewide, we're looking at what does that model need to look like. And so we're asking for that there's additional funding associated with that. So the related services is a state question, statewide question, versus the in-class teacher that would fund, because the WPU would not be able to fund
the related services, right? The occupational therapists, the, you know, those type of things. So I think this is a starting point when it comes to the discussion on funding, but I think the bottom piece is we're not going to get a specific USDB WPU. That's just not going to happen. It's from what I'm understanding, but there will need to be additional funding to make sure we're funding the related services and other things that are state things. Did that make any sense to someone? Hopefully no. Joe's going no. Okay. Should I try again or not? So, okay, let me try one more time and then someone can fill in all the blanks.
Program.
So here.
Okay, Member Davis, if you'll turn on your
maybe
microphone,
you can
please.
Help me.
She's just saying, if they go to a WPU model, we're going to be in real trouble with all of the stuff a regular WPU doesn't cover, like the parent-infant program, the special library for Braille, I mean, the USIMAC, all of these extra things we need that would not be covered under that.
Those would need to continue to be a line item similar to what's funded now. But the WPU model would allow for increase for those educators in the classroom. As it increases, it would allow additional funding to automatically flow in. I don't know how this is going to land exactly, but this is trying to move us in the direction that we want to go, which would be additional funds, but also that line item to associate with it.
So it looks like we have a couple lights in the back. Darren,
okay.
Do you want to?
Maybe
Darren and Deborah.
Correct me if
Yeah, I think Deborah has the same thinking I do, and that is related services, a term that's used in special education. In our environment, we use support services to be a little more broad. So just something to think about.
Deborah?
I think if I understand what you're saying, you're referring more to the additional funds above and beyond the specific classrooms. So I would refer to it more as both the administrative services as well as specialized services.
If that is better, the administrative and specialized services works for me. I just want them to know that's the WPU is not enough to cover the needs. But we do want the WPU to grow so that we've got that flexibility to increase things.
Would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, let's do that. So instead of related services, it would be administrative and specialized services.
So since we do have this to the board, this would be an amendment. So we'll vote on the amendment first. Let's just make sure we get it correct. So administrative and specialized services in replacing related services. Is that your motion?
That would be correct.
And do we have a second? Okay. Any discussion to that motion? Any objection? Okay, then we'll go ahead to the underlying motion. And Member Carey.
I do have a question, and that is, I guess what threw me when I was listening to Board Member Earl is this seems prospective in nature, that we're saying if the legislature does X, we're going to do Y, which I don't think we typically do that in our rules. And so I just, as a general question, and maybe I don't know if this is Deputy Nui or AAG Beal, I'm not saying we can't do it, but just in terms of rulemaking, is this generally good practice?
And just a reminder, this is actually just a letter response, so this isn't writing it in rule.
I apologize. I withdraw the entire last 2 minutes.
Yeah, this is our response to the PEA recommendations.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yep. But thanks for keeping us in line.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay. So the motion is that we amend to the board recommends that the additional operational funding be provided for programs that fall outside of the WPU funding model. What's up? USIMAC, deafblind services, administrative and specialized services, audiological services, and parent and infant program. If the legislator moves to include USDB designated students in the regular K through 12 WPU and special education add-on WPU programs. Member Bogus.
Thank you, Vice Chair Bollinger. I'm just wondering through the chair if we should add like or other necessary line items or something so that we don't have a finite list, that if we're responding, we, I know we're giving examples, but as I've watched our legislative hearings, I've learned that if it's not on the list, sometimes it's not really considered. And I'm wondering if we should put something in there that leaves it more open-ended just to cover ourselves in that space. So when we're up at the, on the Hill having those conversations,
Deborah, is that, would we have other services that wouldn't be, or if we have the EG as an example, can you help us understand if there's other services that would, we should list out?
There might be a few, so maybe it should read WPU funded model. Let's see, because I think what you're looking for, we probably need to identify state level activities as well as any administrative and specialized services. Does that, because you have your programs such as USIMAC and parent infant program that are considered state level activities, whereas your specialized services are your audiologist, your speech paths, your interpreters. Those are your specialized services. And then, of course, your administrative costs that wouldn't be included in that. And so I would say those are the three things, our state level activities, as well as administrative and specialized services.
Okay, may I follow up?
Yes, please.
So Superintendent Jacobson, so if we put this through, they're not going to look at this and then cut other line items or deny us line items?
No. This is a request that if they choose to go to the WPU, because the WPU will not cover the entire school, we know that. It's just asking that they fund, which would be a direct appropriation for anything above that, which would be your state level activities, administrative and specialized services.
Okay. As long as we're covering all our bases, I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So the motion is, oh yes, we need to add in a comma after specialized services. All right, so the motion is that the USBE response and recommendation statement under finance, data, and resident LEA responsibility include the words administrative and specialized services after deafblind services, and that the second paragraph be stricken. Let's vote. Member Britton?
Yes.
Chair Hymas?
Yes.
And that motion passes unanimously. Member Earle.
I have two more. These should be easy, though. On additional board recommendations, in talking with Deborah Jacobson, I think she's indicated, and it's probably a wise idea, we've already accommodated for or made financial accommodations for 2026. So we do need to ask for the 2027 additional funds. And so I'm just asking that we strike, it would say for fiscal year 2027. So we'd strike the and the 26.
Yeah. Okay. Vice Chair Wood.
Yeah, I'll second that. And then I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Should that say an additional 1.8 million?
Yeah, probably. We don't.
We'd be in trouble if it was only 1.8.
Yeah. Yes, I think that would. Please, can we add that?
Okay.
Too?
So we did make a motion. It was seconded. So it's to the board. So the amendment would be to add an additional. Is there any opposition to that? Okay. So we will make sure that we have that added in. And Member Earl, did you have another comment on this?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. So the motion is that 2026 be removed from the USBE responses and recommendations statement under additional board recommendations and include an additional before of 1.8 million. Let's vote. Member Britton?
Yes.
Yes.
Chair Hymas?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that motion passes 14 in favor with Member Bogus absent. I'm back to you, Member Earl.
Yeah, just the last one is the last two paragraphs. It goes from rationale and then we need something in there. So I'm asking that we put in that second last paragraph just something that says in conclusion, something that ends it. They know that those are concluding statements. So in conclusion is what I'd ask to put there, unless anybody has a better idea for a concluding connection. So. That's it.
So the motion is that the rationale include the words in conclusion. Do I have a second? Okay. Any discussion to that motion? All right, let's go ahead and vote. Member Britton?
Yes. Yes.
Chair Hymas?
Apologies, Chair. I cut out. Did you ask for my vote?
Yes, I did. Okay, thank you. All right, that motion passes unanimously. Member,
for the main motion, I just want to tell the committee how appreciative I am to be responsive not only to the deaf community and to our students, but for the quickness of turning this around so that we could be responsive to the recommendations that were out there and maybe even correct some misinformation that's out there. The board supports especially the items that are here, including the moving forward to build the JMS building and to begin that, not just begin it. We have plans out there. It's just, let's solidify those plans and submit them. This is a building that's needed. It's needed to be updated. But also, I mean, just the items on here, I hope the public that's here and others will just take a chance to look at the support and the advocacy that the board does have for them and that we are interested in the success of USDB. And anyways, I just encourage you to vote for this.
Okay, thank you. So we are to the underlying motion. The motion is that the board approve draft 3 as amended of the recommendations to EAC that the board approve draft 3 of the recommendations to EAC as amended. Let's go ahead and vote. Member Britton?
Yes.
Yes.
Chair Hymas?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that vote passes unanimously. Okay. All right, that is the conclusion of our USDB committee report. So thank you for all that joined. And we do have a time certain at 3:30. So are we good if we take a short break? So we'll take a 10-minute break, but we will start right up at 3:30.